Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution, right? So you're not part of the problem. And it's one of my favorite lines. You guys already know that. Because if you get involved, if you get informed, right, you can engage in some of these arguments and actually win. Because you'll have information. I'm telling you, you can shut them down because they don't have the truth. It really is that simple. I don't know why people have such a hard time with this. It really is that simple. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I appreciate the time that you guys spend with me and some of the issues you want to talk about. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Again, you know, we've got so much going on. We're being distracted by a lot of things. I think you heard during the news, and I've got to get into it deeper first. So I'm not going to go all the way to the wall with it now. But UNESCO called for a global ban on smartphones in schools. Now, my school district is already looking at this. And when you look at the report that they put together over the last few years, right, it talks about how these kids have become desensitized. Now, I've argued for years, if any of you have been listening to me for any length of time, I said, you want to know why you have these shootings at schools and you have these kids beating up each other in the alleyway? And because we've told them for years, we've brought them up believing that life has no value. Come on. I mean, let's just, the abortion thing. Right, a life has no value. You can have an abortion right up until the time the baby's being born. You can have an abortion. Life has no value. Whatever you believe to be truth, whatever you believe to be right, then it is. You look at what's going on again with all this transgender stuff. Right, no value, no realities, no absolutes in their life. How does anyone, you know, exist without some kind of absolute, whether it's an absolute in God? Look, I'll tell you what. You jump to the bottom of a pool and try to live at the bottom of the pool without oxygen, you will absolutely die. Oxygen is absolutely needed to keep you alive, right? There are absolutes. They don't like them because all of a sudden it calls them out. My first chapter of my book, Absolutes, Absolutely Not, is because then they would have to come up with a right or and wrong. They'd have to live by guidelines, and guidelines that maybe they didn't set forth. I believe that's why they hate religion so much. Seriously. Because there are gods above, or there is a god, my world, above them. The Pelosi's and Schumer's and so forth consider themselves to be the new gods of Mount Olympus. Right? I mean, if you don't listen to them, you don't do what they say, you're wrong, you're stupid, you're an idiot, you have no reason to exist. AOC perceives herself as being, you know, at the top of the list. And she's the least informed, least, she's just a fool. There's no other way to say it. She's just a fool. Anyway, you know, did you really need, you parents out there, don't raise your hand, I don't want to know who you are. Do you really need a UN report, if you would, on how bad cell phones are for your kids? How bad technology can suck your kids in? I mean, seriously, some of you are smart. I believe, I hope, I think you're smarter than that. We don't need them to spend this kind of money to do things that we should already know. To show you how dangerous, frankly, and how bad it is, an 11-year-old in Wisconsin is charged as an adult in killing his mom over a virtual reality headset. Now, they checked him out to say, hey, look, he's a kid. He probably didn't understand what he was doing or how he was being. No. They found him competent to stand trial as an adult for murder. Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Jane Carroll reached her decision after listening to hours of testimony from two psychologists who examined the boy. One determined he could understand the proceedings against him. The other concluded the opposite. Always. You got to find yourself that liberal one that doesn't want to hold anybody responsible. And truly, at 11, if he didn't understand what murder was all about, yeah, you got to talk to him. What were the parents doing, right? He knew his case was in adult court. He knew his case was a felony. He knew that there were two types of cases, felonies and misdemeanors. He knew it was serious. The boy who was charged when he was 10 allegedly shot his mom on November 21st, 2022, after she refused to purchase a virtual reality headset for him. Wow. He allegedly told authorities that he pointed the gun at his mother. He wanted to shoot the wall to scare her, but then she walked in front of him. He had no business pulling out the gun to begin with. You guys have heard me say this a million times. There were many of us that had lives that weren't the easiest, right? I never thought about going back to the school to shoot the place up. Not one time. I've not thought as an adult of going back and hurting those people who hurt me when I was in school. I mean, why? And the cold SOB, after he purchased the game, he used his mother's account, and when I'm just sick. Just sick. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Would it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-TRO, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way we all win. It's the way we all, you know, make it happen. And again, as I was talking a few minutes ago, if you just tuned in, talking about a 10-year-old boy that shot his mom because she wouldn't buy him a virtual reality game off of Amazon. And after he shot her, he went on to buy the game from her account. Unreal. What kind of kid does that? What kind of person does that? What are we raising? What are the parents doing? I mean, seriously, come on, think it through. What are you teaching your kids? We're hearing more and more about these psychotic episodes that these kids are having because of these video games. But nobody, oh, no, that's impossible. I played video games when I was a kid. No, you didn't. You played Pong, for God's sakes. Really? I mean, seriously. If you got addicted to Pong, you must be an alcoholic by now. Because that, I don't know how you got addicted to that game. It was so boring in so many ways. All kinds of crazy. Like I said, this is crazy story time. Maybe we should call it that. Crazy story time. 6-year-old New Jersey girl who died on a school bus struggled violently for her life while a bus monitor sat nearby staring at her phone with earbuds in. Now, there's a new release surveillance camera video shows, Fajar Atiya Williams, a student with special needs, being strangled by her seatbelt while school bus aide Amanda Davis, or Davila, 27, sat obviously just feet away. It was almost a quarter of an hour. Okay, for those of you who don't know how that works, it's 15 minutes. The VIA paid no attention to the nonverbal girl in the wheelchair. And that's how she suffocated. She's now charged with manslaughter. Detectives of Franklin Township Police Department and the Somerset County Prosecutor's Office. You know, again, you're responsible for those kids in every way, shape, manner, or form. You know you have a kid who's non-responsive, non-verbal. That means you got to keep an eye on her, or them, him, it, whatever. Right? Now, according to the police, she secured the wheelchair to the floor. She secured Fodger with a four-point harness, but she neglected to use the lap belt and ankle restraints. So she knew what she needed to do. She couldn't be bothered doing it. You don't forget. Man, when you drive these buses every day, when you work with these kids every day, you know what they need. You know what to do. Investigators who reviewed the surveillance footage said that she appeared to be moving her mouth at a point in the video. The harness tightened around her neck. For the next few minutes, she was struggling violently, which means that she was moving like crazy, throwing her legs and arms around. I mean, really? I don't know, you know, I don't know how some of you guys feel about this. But you have a job to do, and there's special kids. It's not like you have other kids on the bus that could have helped, that could have said something, that could have done something. These kids were special needs. You don't want to do the job, don't do the job. It's just amazing. Anyway, you know, and frankly, wearing the earbuds and using the phone on the bus like that was against the rules. And these people, they signed for the rule. They signed that they'll agree to the rules, right? They signed that they'll adhere to the rules. And inevitably, you always hear them say, well, I didn't agree with them. Well, if you didn't agree with them, what did you sign them for? Really, I just don't understand. Have the guts, oh, because I needed the job. Oh, so you get to lie to get the job? Is that what your parents taught you? That it was okay? It's just amazing. You look at especially when it comes to kids of any kind. You decide to take on the responsibility. They are your responsibility. You know, I'll even go further than this. I mean, some of you may not agree with me. But, you know, as a bus driver, you're responsible for the lives of those kids. Would you take a bullet for them? What would you do to make sure the lives of those kids were protected? I realize that you're signing up to simply drive a bus, but you know what you're doing. You know what you're getting into. Right? All right, so who thinks that the DOJ is in the hot seat now? Really in the hot seat. That kind of, sort of, maybe. Over what's happening with Biden. Even CNN had to talk about it. That was a big deal. Now, the Justice Department is facing heat over developments that transpired during the Hunter Biden's first court appearance. Hunter's plea deal, as we know, fell apart, right? He ended up having to plead not guilty. I mean, originally he was going to plead guilty and get off with just about nothing. He pleaded not guilty. His federal prosecutors confirmed he's still under federal investigation. Now think about that. They were actually putting a deal together to, for all intents and purposes, stop the current investigation. Because if you're not going to be, if there's no reason to continue because they can't charge you with it anyway, why do it? The only thing this wouldn't apply to, I don't think, because these are federal charges. The only thing it wouldn't apply to would have been if states individually charged him with something. Right? Just saying. And then he had to plead not guilty, which means he's going to go to trial on this now. President Sell was expected to plead guilty to the two misdemeanors. Right? Had to pay federal income tax, plus penalties and all that fun stuff. But critics now are looking at the Justice Department. Mike Howell, director of the Oversight Project at the Heritage Foundation, said, well, something's rotten in the state of Delaware, and the judge saw it today. Felt the same way. You know, you got to give that judge kudos. I do not know what could or couldn't happen to her now. Right? Just curious. We're thrilled her reasoning tracked with an argument we laid out in our brief to the court. Hunter Biden won't be able to use his sweetheart plea deal to get out of jail free card for any charges that arise from the ongoing investigation. I mean, think about it. What are his attorneys actually called? Tried to make it look like they were an attorney from the from the prosecution and wanted to dump some of the information. Come on. Show me senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US USA News Update. A former U.S. intelligence official says the U.S. government is in possession of UFOs.
While testifying before a House subcommittee Wednesday, David Grush said he knows that's the case based on dozens of classified interviews within the intelligence community.
I was informed of a multi-decade UAP crash retrieval and reverse engineering program, to which I was denied access to those additional read-ons when I requested it.
Grush added that he's faced brutal retaliation for coming forward. Two former Navy pilots also shared their first-hand encounters with UFOs, claiming the technology they witnessed was far beyond the capabilities of the U.S. military. I'm John Schaefer.
The Mega Millions jackpot keeps growing, with no grand prize winner in Tuesday night's drawing. The game's top prize has grown to at least $910 million ahead of Friday's drawing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
See, that's what happens. We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being truly being part of the conversation so that you, you know, you're part of the solution, really. That's the way you become part of the solution, right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, we were talking about the DOJ and how deep and, but, you know, again, like everybody says, okay? I've been saying this for years. Who's going to arrest them? Who's going to put handcuffs on these people? Hunter Biden's still being, investigated or a potential FARA violation. Right? And according to the DOJ, a willful violation of FARA could result in up to 5 years in prison and $250,000 fine or both. Well, he's got the money. And he's got the time, so, you know, just do the job. Right? He's supposed to register as a foreign agent because he's doing work for, companies outside the country. Seriously. The biggest frustration to all this stuff, again, is that we know this doesn't apply to us. We'd go to jail in a heartbeat. They would have taken us out of the house in handcuffs. You would have said, what am I being arrested for? They would have told you. You know, you've seen it. Here in California, the Chino Valley Unified School District, the Board of Education's new parental notification policy on transgender students is getting backlash. Now, the policy adopted with a 4-1 decision last week requires the principal designee certified staff and or school counselors to notify the parents within 3 days of becoming aware of the preference of a student's decision to identify with a gender that does not directly correspond with their biological sex. Days later, the board president, Sonia Shaw, she told Washington Watch with Tony Perkins that a death threat against her came through an anonymous phone call the day after the decision. The next morning, our district got a phone call. A lot of things were said, but one thing was very clear. That person was going to kill me. They said they were going to dismember my body parts, my limbs, more specifically. Well, no, we won't get into the specifics. Anyway, hours later, she checked her district email, found the inundated with threats. See, that's what don't you love that about the left? Remember Love Trump's Hate? Remember those people? Yeah. Right, we're the violent ones. Remember that? Yeah. Uh-huh. Things like you're going to die with other inappropriate words. Your children are going to die, and your animals are going to die. She continued telling the show that those behind the threats noted the types of animals she has. Members of Antifa also declared war on her. What a great group of people, right? But the fun thing about all this is the community's behind her. The community's behind the board decision. You don't have a right to do these things. These are, you still are kids. You don't have a right to decide how we're going to handle our kids. She's also one that threw out Tony Thurmond. He warned that the policy may fall outside of the laws that respect privacy and safety for our children and may put the students at risk. Right? Because there's issues at home that we don't see. It's none of your business. If they have issues at home, they will work. Most kids do work through them. And don't start telling me how Child Protective Services, CPS, does such a great job, because we can go over hundreds of kids that they looked over, put back in a home that those kids should have never been put back in. And those kids ended up dead or dismembered themselves. Shaw was elected to the board in November. She's a mom of two Chino Hill students. A lot of this stuff is going on. You know, a lot of these new board members aren't putting up with it. They're not interested. They have not been around long enough to get, well, you get kind of deflated, if you would. You sit there believing you've been trying, you've been beating your brains out, and nothing's happening. She went on to say, coming into being on the board, we had the policy that was quite the opposite, was to keep the secret. Now, a lot of it has to do with the perversion of our children and with all the bills on the table. It only made sense to put some safeguards back in place. A coalition of us worked on the policy and it made sense. You know, just great, right? There's a mom suing a school district after the district identified daughter as a male and counseled her on breast binding. She accused Sacramento of waging war on parental rights while saying that Thurmond had the district on his radar for some time. In a statement, California Governor Newsom, he called out the district for a decision. The three political activists on the school board have yet again proven that they are more interested in breaking the law than doing their jobs. You know, funny coming from Gavin Newsom. This was the guy, if you recall, wasn't this the guy who broke the law by marrying two men in San Francisco? He broke the law, didn't he? And he broke it to question it. This is great. Newsom also, he's engaged in another tussle with the Temecula Valley Unified School District. After that, conservative board members refused to adopt state-approved materials for students. Now, he threatened to sue them. There was a backlash there. Just crazy. They should not have given in. They should have gone to their attorneys and fought it out. The Aaron Mellon is the Governor Newsom's communication director. He said no one should ever resort to violence because they disagree. Well, maybe Newsom should say that. What do you think? No, really, for real. Newsom needs to come out and say, look, I don't agree with them. I don't like what they did. I think it's dead wrong, and we're going to work on it. However, you guys are threatening them by email and what have you. No, that's wrong, too. Right? Shaw forwarded a statement at Fox News Digital from the Coalition for Parental Rights. Reading apart, we are extremely pleased and proud of Sonia Shaw and her board for passing a policy that acknowledges the important role models, right, and how to support the mental and emotional health of our children. Gender dysphoric children are not served by schools who hide the struggles. When you hide them from the parents, they can't get the help they need. Schools should be encouraging the bond between students and their parents, not telling students to fear, distrust, or reject people in their lives who love and care for them the most. You know, it's really funny because they keep talking about how the teachers, right, are the most loved, most beloved, most trusted, most honored people in a community. And yet I know conservative teachers who have reached out to me that won't speak out because of all the crap that they get from the union and other heavy liberal teachers. What happened to all the love? Right? Love Trump's hate, but not just that. What happened to all that love for these kids? Again, I say to you, those of you who are bent on this whole transgender thing, you think it's wonderful, at least you won't have a kid that wants to commit suicide. Why don't you start reaching out to the 15% of those plus that are now detransitioning and want to commit suicide because now they feel like freaks. They were never told that they couldn't, they wouldn't be able to reproduce. They were never told, I mean, not that they should have known that. If we're truly teaching them properly, they should have known that. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Yeah, this is just, it just gets worse. And the biggest part of it getting worse is because you got those boneheads up in Sacramento, California, that have decided they know what's better for your kids than you do. Isn't it interesting that they hold us responsible for everything that goes wrong with these kids, and yet they're telling us what to do and how to do? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, very, very, very happy that you're spending the time with me. I know you could be spending time other places, but you've decided this is where you want to be, and I appreciate that. Hillary Clinton, oh man, was she shredded for claiming that climate change, you know, cold, whatever. I don't even know what to call it anymore. Now they're trying to get you to call it the climate crisis. I'm not there. Anyway, she tweeted out, you know, blaming Republicans for the heat wave gripping the United States. Right? She said, you know, it's indicative of a broken politician, sore loser, outnumbered, just terrible. I'll tell you more about it on the other side of the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mancini Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be, you know, part of the solution. Right? I mean, seriously. Be part of the solution. Get the information you need. And then go after them. Big time. Do not let them get away with this. I don't care whether it's with your kids, your taxes, your life, your house, whatever. All right, back to Hillary Clinton. How can you get away from her? She's all over the place, right? The Hillary Clinton, Wiley beat up for her remarks, blaming Republicans for the heat wave. Of course, it always does. And the only, you know, you find that when these people complain about things, somebody, you know as well as I do, it's stuff that they're doing. Anyway. She says, you can thank a MAGA Republican if it's hot enough for you. Or better yet, vote them out of office. Oh, yeah, because you guys are doing such a fantastic job. This is in response to a tweet from a left-wing tank Center for American Progress, which stated, MAGA Republicans are pouring fuel on the climate crisis. I'd like to know how that works, but whatever. Lee Zeldin, a Republican who narrowly lost last year's New York gubernatorial race, said that Clinton was seeking to further divide the country with her remarks. He said she's broken, but what's crazy about this, I know, you know what, isn't it funny? They don't get voted in, right? They lose their luster, and they can't handle it. Drives them nuts. He goes on to say, well, what's crazy about all this is how much of this deliberate tactics to win political campaigns and get power. They need to divide people, and it's so true. That party needs to have a race war, a sex war, you know, a war between, I don't even know if you can call it between the genders anymore, can you? They need to have us at odds with each other or else. Seriously. And they think that they're so smart. They're so much better than you. They could care less what you think, what you say, what you have to say, or even, as a conservative Republican, what degree you might have. You hold absolutely no power for them. The way they fire up their base is by getting them to blame the other side. They are great. They are the Democrat Party. You know how they say the IRS is probably the greatest collection agency on the planet? Nobody has a better marketing division than the Democrats. Nobody can spin a story better than the Democrats. Nobody can make you feel. Look, I've been talking about this for a dozen years now. I remember when they first came out with the first safe zone kind of thing, so safe spaces. I remember we were doing stories about young white girls in college and high school that were bawling their eyes out and they were so sorry for being white. Okay, how can you be sorry for... What's going on with these kids that they're sorry for being white? All the damage our race has done. Stop. Stop it. What about all the great things, all the good things our community, our race has done? Right? They need to fire up their base. And the way they do that is they get them all ginned up with misinformation. Look, some of you don't remember this. And I'm surprised I remember it. I remember making a big deal out of the fact that Nancy Pelosi went from blue-collar workers. Remember? Ours. The blue-collar workers belong to us. We care about the blue-collar workers. She stopped that mantra for the longest time. And what did she say? She started calling them low-information voters. We have to reach the low-information voters, she'd say. You know what that tells you? She thinks you're idiots. If you vote for Trump, if you vote for a Republican, you're an idiot. Now, you never heard that in the 60s and the 70s, and even in the 80s. You never heard them going after people of party. But they're losing it. This is why they have to allow the illegal immigration the way they do. Right, they're losing the black community, and they know it. You know, you've got rappers. I mean, rappers now calling out the Democrat Party for just using them, doing nothing but using them. Anyway, he goes on to say they need to divide people. They need to fire up their base and getting them to blame the other side. You can never have a United States of America with this kind of approach. If you're passionate about climate change, and you're talking about, and you aren't talking about China, then you're not. Look, they are the biggest polluter. I think the numbers I heard the other day or saw the other day was the U.S. Contributes about 13% to world pollution, or in the, what is it, the CO2 discharge, where China is at 32%. And China has openly said, we're not changing anything. Not our problem. We don't care. And yet Blinken comes out and says, we need to be the ones to change first. Why? Because you really think you're going to drag China along with you? You think they care enough about people, about humanity as a whole? No, they're no different than the Democrat Party at this point. The Democrats are only interested in control and power, and China's only interested in control and power. If you truly care about climate change, call out China. Call out some of these other countries that have actually ramped up their emissions over the last few years. You know, call out India. Right? Do you really think she cares about it? Matter of fact, she's been pounding, and I mean pounding, on conservatives and Republicans forever. Remember? We were the deplorables. One phrase she'll never get away from, thank God. You really think she cares? You really think that she cares about anybody but herself? I've heard people tell me, oh, you know, Joe, but she's fought so much for women's rights. How? Where? Why? Because she's fought to keep abortion alive? What has she fought for? Did she make a big stink out of the false disparity, the false difference chasm between male and female pay? Although I don't know how you can do it. If you no longer have genders, if genders is a social construct, then how can you have a chasm between male and female pay? Can somebody explain that to me? I'm curious. Anyway, you got to get tired of people in general politicizing everything from COVID to climate change, all kinds of stuff. Everything seems to be an issue that the Republicans are driving. You ever notice that? It's never their fault. Ever their fault. Anyway, I mean, if she was willing to call out China and India and some of these others, she would so much take the fight away. Wouldn't she? She would take a lot of the argument away. But she's not going to do it. She doesn't care. And nothing's going to change. Really. Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Right, listen, you know, some of you know, we have an app online. You go to any one of the stores, Apple or what's the other one, the Android store. There's a lot going on there, but our online app is there, so you can watch live, listen live, anytime you want to. You can get involved in the live chat, actually, from your phone. Matter of fact, there's a button on the app that allows you to call the show directly. So there's all kinds of good stuff happening, all kinds of things, as I said, you can engage with, you can get involved with, you can talk about. And I know it seems like it's forever away, but some of you, it's time. It's time to engage. It's time to get involved with politics. And to my Christian friends, you saying that, you know, we're not supposed to get involved in politics, you're wrong. You're dead wrong. There's a half a dozen scriptures to tell you to get involved in politics. Now, does it say thou shalt get involved with politics? No, actually it doesn't. But it tells you to get involved in your community. It tells you to put people, it tells you specifically, put people in power that love God, love His Word. The Bible tells you that we'll live in peace if people follow God's Word. If we put leaders in place that will follow God's word. Now you can fight it all you want to. Look around. How's your way working? I have to ask the question. Right? Look at the people that the left has put in places of power. Look what you've done to California. I have been saying for almost 15 years now. The deal here in California. They have ruined the state. They have flushed it down the toilet and they know it. And Gavin Newsom hasn't got the guts to truly have a debate with somebody who would love to nail him on all these things that he says are working. Look at the major cities across the state. Look at the damage this man has done big time. He's spending billions of dollars ripping down dams when he's supposed to be building dams. 80% of the waters we got in those rains, gone. It's wrong. We could have had water to last us for years. Joe Messina, your host. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here with me tomorrow.